Rav Ashi Afanan Nami Tanina. That is three lines before the line starts getting wide. Rav Ashi is bringing a raya to the shaila that the Gemara had. The Gemara shaila was as follows. Iboy lehu binyin shir loze v'shir loze, oidul me'shir echad lekula. We had tanoim that hold that shnayim she'osu achayet. According to Rameya, this applies even if it is zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. Two people are doing one melacha together. According to Rameya, each one is chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha only applies by zeh eina yochel v'zeh eina yochel. If both of them are unable to do the melacha themselves, and they're only able to accomplish the melacha by doing it together, then Rabbi Yehuda holds both are chayiv. So, say according to Rameya, say according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara klared a shayla, when two people do a meloche, and we are mechayiv both of them, what is the shear that is required to be mechayiv then? Do we need a shear meloche for each person, or one shear is oyle lekula? So that was the sugya till now, and now we're just ending off the sugya. V'omar Rav Ashi afanan nami tanina. We learned a raya to the shayla. Shnayim shaitziu kono shel gardi. Two people carried a kone, this is a type of a stick that is used by the weavers. Chayovim, they are both chayiv. So the Gemara asks, Va'amai, why are they both chayiv? Two people carried out one stick. Liboy shir haitzoloze, v'shir haitzoloze. Why are two people chayiv with the haitzah of one stick? There is not a shir for each one. Lav mishum damrinin shir echad lekulom. So we see that one shir is sufficient for both of them. Both of them become this chayiv to one shir. So he told Rav Ashi, it is no chayiv. Dilme de isbe kede levashel beya kala loze, u beya kala loze. He says, could be the chshivis haitzah is not because of the potential that one can do with the konish al gardi that you could weave with it. That you can weave with it, so that it is only one shear. Could be the chshivis haitzah is because this can be used as fuel. And the minimum amount of eitzim that is needed to have a chshivis, to have a shir of eitzah for fuel, is the amount of eitzim that is used to cook up a groigris of a beya kala. The amount of fuel that is needed to cook up a groigris of a beya shel tarnegolus. So that amount of eitzim has a chshivis, and one is chayiv on the eitzah of that amount of eitzim. So could be in this konish shel gardi, there is enough eitz, there is enough fuel that one can cook two eggs, two groigris in of a beya kala. So could be there is a shir, there are two shiurim in this konish shel gardi. It is one konish, but it has two shiurei bishul beya kala. So mele there is no raya b'chlau. So it answered him, in kainlish me'inen kone da'alme, if that is takip shahat, that the reason he is chayiv is because there is a double shir haitzah, so why does he have to speak about kone shel gardi? Why is it wichtig to know that it is a kone shel gardi? Lishminen kone da'alme. Maishna de gardi, so weiss the chayis, a kone shel gardi, this kone that the weavers use, this won't be used for fuel. It is too valuable to break it up and use it as fuel. So this taka is used for the shimush of weavers. So memele faker, so there's one shear, there's one kone shel gardi. So the Gemara is matre. Afilu you say, you're right. It's taka kone shel gardi. V'dilme de isbei kedei lerig mape lozeh, chedei lerig mape lozeh. that it is possible the length of this kone one can stick into two looms, and he could use it it could function in two different looms. So mele, there's a shir arige for each loom. So this kone, which is a long kone, you can use for two looms. So mele, so it has two shiurim. Elameha lekalim mashmemino. So the Gemara says there's taken no raya from this beraisa. Let Rashi, kone gardi, ulche de milse, vohu ha'oile v'yayred b'shesi. This is used to adjust the chutei ha'shesi, to separate the two halakim of the chutei ha'shesi, and that's the purpose of this kone. Kone da alme, she'ein ha'oimed elo lahasoke, davish yurei ke'itzim, de ilo ha'ai. If we're speaking about a kone gardi, shiuri kedei arige. Let us see what Taisa says. Dilma de isbe kedei lereg mapaloze. Vaha de loinokat kone da alme. Why didn't, so it's talking about it has a shear for two people. So vaha de loinokat kone da alme. So, if you learn that it's telling us a chiddush, that a shir echad is oilu l'shneim, so that's why Bedavke, he spoke about a konish al gardi, which only possesses one shir, it only has one shimush, v'afal pike both achayim. But if l'maisa you're telling me that we're speaking about a large konish that can be used for two looms, and that you could be oirig with it to mapais, so Memela, so why did he have to speak about a kone shel gardi? Let him say stamazoy a kone, and we'll say it's speaking about a big kone. So he says lashmi inon. He wants to tell us a chiddush. The af al gav the ein regilois leroig shtei mapois bekone echot. This is not the usual usage to be oirek to mapis bekone echot. So I would think that it's not considered that he has two shiurim. This is used for Rige, who uses one kone for two looms at the same time. Im yeshir lerig mapalazel zechayiv. So the Gemara tells us that is not true. As long as there is a shear for two looms, so it is taka a double shear. That is the chiddush of kone shel gardi. Tani tane kame de Rav Nachman. Shnayim shehoitziu kone shel gardi, pturim their potter, v'rab shimin mechayiv. Now, we had before, in the halacha of shnayim she'osu, we had Rab Shimin was the one that was the poiter. Rab Shimin patel every case of shnayim she'osu, bein ze yochel v'ze yochel, bein ze eine yochel v'ze eine yochel, and Rab Yud is the one that is mechayiv al kaponim bezeh eina yochel bezeh eina yochel. And here we have punkt vakel. It seems Rabbi Yehuda is the poiter and Rabbi Shimon is the mechayiv. Frek the gemore klapi laye ela eimer chayovim v'Rabbi Shimon poiter. Zog Rashi klapi laye klapi heiche nepach dover zeh. Oh, Rabbi Shimon u de poter shnaim sheitziyu. So the Moses will take geiris vakel. Ela eimer chayovim v'Rab Shimon poiter zok toisviz ubekone kovei. And it is speaking about that it is a heavy kone. Tavalei ze eina yochel v'ze eina yochel. Because if it's speaking about a light kone, so ze yochel v'ze yochel, Rab Yehuda also holds that ze yochel v'ze yochel is poter. So speaking about a heavy kone. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hamaitzi oichlin poches mikishir bikli. A person takes out oichlin that does not have the shear of oichlin of lugabi yitzos bikigroigris. So he took out oichlin which are less than a groigris, and they were in a keli. So the aloche is potter. He's potter leimi boy. He's potter on the oichlin because the oichlin do not have a shear chashivis. No potter afala keli. he's potter on the keli also, even though the keli does has a shear. Shakeli tfeila loy. Since the keli is a tafel to the oichel, so memela there is no new chiyuv on the keli. The ikar eitzah is the eitzah sa oichel. So memela, and if on the oichel is not chayiv, there is no chiyuv on a tafel. If this is only serving as a tafel in the process of eitzah. As a chai b'mite, what if a person is carrying a chai b'mite? So we'll see in the Gemara that hanoisei es a chai potter, because chai noisei es atzmoi, and the mleches eitzah, one is not chayiv, by one carries a live person. So the din is, he's potter af al amite. Even though the mita is not a b'china of a chai, but he's potter on the mita, because the mita is a tafel, shamita tfeilaloi, because the mita is a tafel to the chai, and since he's potter on the chai, there is no chiv on the tafel to the thing that he is carrying out. Es ha-meis b'mita, chai. What if he takes out a mace? So then there's a chiv aitzo on the mace, because a mace is not noisei es atzmoi. So then he's chayiv on the mace. And the mita again is not chayiv, because the mita is a tofel to the mace. But there he'll be chayiv on the mace. V'chein kizayis min ha-mace, u'kizayis min ha-nevela, u'chadosh min ha-sheretz, and all these things he will be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon poiter, and Rabbi Shimon patos. Let us see Rashi. Es achai b'mite, v'chai loy mechayev al heitzo osoy. One is not chayev on the heitzo of a chai, the who makel atzmoy, v'noisei atzmoy. Since he contributes to the, he carries himself, he makes himself lighter, so memele, there's no chayev al heitzo osoy. Exactly what the lomdus is, we'll see later in Taisvis Muchitzich. So what? So it's lighter. Is there any shear in Melechus Haitzah, how light it has to be, how heavy it has to be? So it's lighter than a mace. While Kaponim Yena is still carrying. So that we'll see Taisvis when we've done Daf Tzadik Dalud Amud Aleph. V'chein kizayis min ha-mace shechayiv im hoitzi. The hoyel umetame, since this kizayis in the bayis would be metame, aitzor chashuvehi. So this is called aitzor chashuve. Lahatzel atzmei minatume. So he's protecting himself that he should not become tame in the house. So memela, so that's why that's the shir of kizayis. He says the shir of kizayis is a double choshu because a kizayis is metame, kizayis min ames is metame. So therefore, it has a chshivis because he accomplishes something by taking out a kezayis, he's taking out tumah min habayis. V'Rav Shimon poiter, afilu b'mei sholem. Rav Shimon paters afilu b'mei sholem. Why? Rav meloche she'eino tzricha legufe. This is a meloche that he does not need the guf ha-meloche. V'chol melocha sheine tzricha elo lesalka meyolov. The whole purpose of the melocha is siluk, not the guf ha-melocha. He does not need the guf ha-melocha, he needs the siluk that is coming about through the melocha. That means this is a byproduct of the melocha. He does not need the guf ha-melocha. He just needs the byproduct that's coming out from the meloche. Ave meloche she'eina tzricha legufa. So this is a meloche she'eina tzricha legufa. The beritzaynai loy boloy. He would have preferred that he shouldn't have this matzah. V'loy hoya tzorich lo, and he does not need the meloche. He just needs the byproduct of the meloche. Hilkach lav meleches machsheves ila Rav Shimon. So this is not considered Melechus Machshevus. In order to understand Rashi a little better, let us go over to Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. Emerson, these two Tosfosin belong on our Mishnah. So let us learn both Tosfosin. As hameis b'mita chayiv, nira l'ri, de mahoche kimlon b'chol duchte, de isla l'rab Yehuda, de maloche shein etzricha l'gufe chayiv oleh. This is the makayah that Rabbi Yehuda holds, maloche shein etzricha l'gufe is chayiv. The mistame, tanekame de Rab Shimon, haino Rabbi Yehuda. So, Kehidalel, Zayne Yochel, Vizayne Yochel, that we had, that Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakama, the Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, Kedamuchach Begmore. So, this is the Makar, as Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Moloche Shein Nitzricha Lagufa is Chay. Verashboimer, the Yesh Lohovi, another Chay, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Moloche Shein Nitzricha Lagufa is Chay. Kedisnan Lael, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Afa Moitzei Mishamshei Avoide Zoret. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, there Rabbi Yehuda is grad mechadish, that Mishamshei Avoide Zoret, even though it is also Bano, and it doesn't have a cheshivis, and one is not Matznia, L'chayre Mishamshei Avoide Zoret. Afa Piken, one is Chayiv. Because that's Layidbak Piyotcha Mo'uma Minacherem, that alone is Machshevit, that what the Torah asserted, that one should possess in his house, Meshamshei Avoide Zor, so that Guf is Machshevit. Davi Meloche Shein Etzrich LeGuf, afreg doch Teisvis, aber Al Kolponim, the Etzem Haitzo, the Etzem Haitzo is, he doesn't need the Haitzo, he just has to get rid of it. Just like by a mace, he wants to be misalik the mace min abayis. Not that he wants the iker meloche. He wants the byproduct of the meloche. So upon him, Rabbi Yehuda holds that meloche shen tzricha leguf es chay. Rabbi Shimon paita, nira l'ri. So first of all, we'll see that the ri is chaylik on the lomdus of Rashi. Then we'll come later to Rashi shita. The Meloche She'ein Tzricha Legufe Kori. The translation of Meloche She'ein Tzricha Legufe Kori, She'oise Meloche, when he's doing a Meloche, Ve'ein Tzorech Lo'oisei Tzorech Ke'ein She'hoyu Tzrichem Lo B'mishkan. When a person does a Meloche, it is not sufficient to do them at a Meloche. He has to do it for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. And he's doing it ela le'inyan achar. And he's doing it for a different purpose. He's doing the melacha, but he's doing it for a different purpose. Ki ha-tzayrech she'oise melacha nasis b'shviloi b'mishkan, hu guf ha-melacha v'shoiroshoi. This is the melacha. This is the guf ha-melacha and the shoirish of the melacha. Mestama Taismus wants to say pshat, what is pshat melacha shein tzricha legufa? Poshet, he needs the guf ha-melacha. He has to do the guf ha-melacha. So Taismus says, no, the tachlis, that is the guf ha-melacha, that is the sheirish of the melacha. So if he's not doing it for the tachlis that it was done for in the Mishkan, so he's not doing it for the melacha, because the guf ha-melacha is the tachlis that it was done for in the Mishkan. Olefize osi kuli shapir. Now, Taisus will go down the line of all tziyurim that is a melacha shein etzricha legufe. Eitzoas ha-meis. The Mishnah we have, Haitzoas Hameis. So here, Ein Tzorich Lameis. There you don't need the mace in the Rishus Arabim. Ubemishkin or Yitzrichim Lachafeitzim Shahitziu. In the Melachas Haitzof Hakert, a person by the Nidvas HaMishkan, so Hakert, the Chafeitzim were needed in the Rishus Arabim. They took out from their houses to the Machna Leviyah, which was a Rishus Arabim. So Fakert, there was a need for the Chafeitzim. They were taken out because they were needed there. Here the mace was taken out, not because he's needed there, because he's not wanted in the house. So memela, so the malach is done, but not for the express purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Tzad nachash shelo yishchenu. A person will trap a nachash, but not that he wants the nachash. He wants to prevent to getting to being bit by the nachash. Ein aitzarich lenachash. So he's trapping the nachash, but he does not need the nachash. Ube mishken hayutzrichen letachash vechilozen. In the Mishkan, when they trapped animals, so the tachlis was because it was trapped. Because we needed the animals. Here we're trapping it to prevent it to being mazik, the Adam. So memele, it is done for a different purpose, not for the purpose that the malach was done in the Mishkan. Umafis mulse, a person has a boil, and there's pus inside, lohitzi lecha hamazikosai. And he wants to take out, to extract the pus that is inside. Ve'einoi oimet lahachnis avir ulohitzi lecha tomit. And he made an opening. He made an opening in the boil. But his purpose was just to extract the pus. He doesn't want that the opening should remain in order that air should come in. His whole purpose was only to extract the pus. Is af al pi shenase pesach komo. So even though in the tzuris hamaloche he made a pesach, he made an opening. Sherei roi lahachnis ulohitzi. This opening can be used lahachnis ulohitzi im hoyatzor. If he needed it, so he made a pesach, which is in yesod. It can be mishtamish lahachnis olohitzi. It can be machnis the avir and be meitzi the leiche. Mikol mokim leidomi lepsachim shebemishkan shayu oimdim lahachnis olohitzi. There the purpose was when they made a pesach. That was the purpose of the pesach lahachnis olohitzi. And here his whole kavana is only lohitzi. So he's making a Pesach without the purpose that it was made in the Mishkan. Avol lasis lope. But if he wants that this opening should remain, faker, he wants that there should be a Pesach, that after the pus drains, that it should remain open, that air should come in. That's Damya LeMishkan. So there he's making a Pesach, but the purpose is that the psochim of the Mishkan were made. Lahachnis alohitzi. So then he's doing the tzuras ha-malocha with the purpose that the malocha was done in the Mishkan. Va'arigas ha-mazikim. A person goes and kills a mazik that is chasing him. Ein tzorech lohem. He doesn't need the mazik. U'be-mishkan, when they killed animals, when the malachas natilas nesham in the Mishkan, hayutzrichen loyre seilem anishchotim. V'chayfer gume v'ein eitzorech elo la'afro. A person is chayfer, so he's ivan chayresh or boine, but he doesn't need the groove that he is making. He needs the earth. O b'mishkin hayutzrichen legume linaitzbo oyledover acher. In the Mishkan, whenever they dug earth, so the purpose of the digging was that they needed the groove in the ground for any purpose whatsoever. So memele, if he's making a groove but without the purpose, but he doesn't need the groove, so this is not the meloche that was done in the Mishkan. The Sfas Emes asks, and this nekude, Rashi in Chumash says that, And in the Mizbeach Adoma Tasali, that they filled up the Mizbeach Shel Nechoshes with earth. That was how the Mizbeach Nechoshes was made. It was only an outer cover of Nechoshes. It was a hollow Mizbeach and was filled up with earth. So Memela, so Yitain is in the Melechus, he says, so the whole Yisayid of Taisvis is wrong. If you need Dumi the Melechus HaMishkan, so Lecheire, there they were chayfer vein tzorich ela la'afra also. There was such a chfira also. So why isn't this dumya the malachas ha-mishka? Vezov bekis shelo yitanfu keilo, shelo yitnafu keilo. If a zov goes out with a kiss, and the purpose is that he does not need the kiss, upshat is, the purpose is that the tachlis is that his begodim should not get dirty. Havi eina yitzricha legufe, she'eina yitzorich lekis atzma. He does not need the kiss. He's making a hitzor on the kiss, but he does not need the kiss. So meil it's not tumye the hitzor of the mishka. Vafilu linna yisriya yisav aynikiyim. But let's say, Takia, the purpose is not that his begodim shouldn't get dirty. The purpose of the itzah is that he's a zov that needs shivanikim. So memeilo, or the shaila is, he saw two riyas or three riyas, so he'll be mevara this with the kiss. So lachayre, now he needs the kiss. In order to be mevara the minyan hariyas, or in order to be mevara that there wasn't a riyah, the tzorich hakis, mikomokem ein tzorich lohitzozu, he does not need the hitzo, lochenami sagile yosef bechaduchte, would be sufficient if he would sit in one place. So lochere taisvis is saying as follows, that the hitzah in the Mishkan was, we needed the nedavis in the Machna Leviyah. So the thing that was taken out, the object that was taken out, is needed there. Here, there's no need that the kish should be in the Rishus HaRab. The only need is that the kish should be together with the Zav. But there's no specific need that it should be in the Rishus HaRab. So memele, so this is not dumye to Melechus HaMishkan. So, someone is Meirer, so Ebezei will come out a Gewaldike Chiddush, that what will be if a person is hungry, and he's taking out food with him. So that will be considered a Melechus Shein Tzricha Legufe. That means I don't need the food in the Rishus HaRabim. I need the food. When I'm going to get hungry, I need to have food in my pocket. So he sticks a sandwich in his pocket, and he's carrying the sandwich. Not that he needs the sandwich in the Rishus HaRabim, he needs the sandwich with him. If he would be in the house, he'd also need the sandwich. So there's no intent that this sandwich has to be there. The sandwich has to be with me. No, wherever I go, the sandwich goes with me. So memeila lachayre, this is the same landis what is kumen meira de kechidish. I think the chidish aviv is meira des antaisves. That this is called amalache shein tzricha legufe. Umechabi gacheles, a person extinguishes a gacheles that is glowing. Shelo yozuke bo rabim, and the purpose is not that he wants the kibui, he wants that others should not be genizikt. Ukechos ala ner v'ala shemen oyala psila amhuv heves. Or let's say he extinguishes it because he wants that the ner, the receptacle, shouldn't break, or the shemen shouldn't burn out, or the psila should not burn out. Is, and the psila already is amhuv heves, that means he doesn't want to singe the psila. It's a sinshem before. He's only extinguishing it now that it shouldn't burn out. Ain't richen legufam shebemishkan loyhoya kibui ela lases pchamim bekibui zu. The whole purpose that they made kibui in the Mishkan was that they wanted to make coals. That means so the purpose of kibui was to create something, create coals. Umisaknin al yedei kibui ze, sheyiruyin lamlechas hatzerfim. This kibui created coals that they could use it later. So the mele, so the purpose of kibui has to be to create the kibui. Yes, the mele, but here, shlo yizuka by rabim, or kechos al aner. So the purpose is not the purpose that it was done for in the Mishkan. So memela, you are potter. Ay vekibui kedei shelo yagdichu asamemonim bebishulon. L'chayr efek tachtaisves, who says that was the only purpose? B'shas bishul samemonim, what would be if the fire was too big? Or would, and they were afraid that some money might burn, so L'chayr also extinguished it. So there was the kibui for a purpose of Hatzalah also, to protect the samemonim. So Memela, so then all these things should fall into the same category. Kichos alaner, kichos alashemen, shleizu kabay rabim. So Taisa says there was no such thing in the Mishkan. Ki zehirim hoyu shaloi laharbaish eish yaisa midai. There was no such thing in the Mishkan. They never made too large an eish that they should later be forced to extinguish it in order to prevent the burning of the samamon. V'chein soiser al menas livnais. A person is soiser something with an intent to build. Nami le mechayev Rab Shimon, the boy shitehei tzriche le gufo, elo kigoin she soiser menas l'sakin, yoiser mima shahoya betchile, kigoin shabinyin ha'achrein, toy ben arishin, kedemuchach b'shmaitin, arayi from the Gemara daf lamadala from the base, which let us not go into it, but the Raya is a Pesachvera Raya. It's unclear what Taisvis means over here. Yeah. Vuch v'shmaitin d'chos al aner, that's the Gemara d'ach lamad alvom et beis. V'chein, k'ireya b'chamosoi. A person is angry, and he tears a beged, or he breaks kelim, and the purpose is not that he wants the kriya, not that he wants the shvire, no lemirme emise ain shidebeise. He wants that they should be afraid of him. He wants to scare them. Ain tzricha legufe. So this is not why melechus kriya was done in the Mishkan. The b'mishkan hoise kriya letzairech tikan davar. Davar hanikre umiskan bekach. That's the on the ice base on the bottom. That in the Mishkan the kriya was to be misakin that which I am tearing. Here I'm making the people they should have their cheretz for me. So again, so the purpose of the kriya of the Mishkan was a different purpose. What I'm doing over here. Va'af al gav de bohitzo loiboi Rab Shimon shi legamri kamoi shehoya b'mishkon. So Taisva says, now Taisva says a problem. So what are you saying? That in order to be chayev, you have to duplicate the melechus ha-mishkan. Kriya in the Mishkan was the kareya letzoyrech to be misaken the dava, the kriya was misaken the beged. That was the purpose of the kriya in the Mishkan. So memela, if a person makes a kriya that is not misaken the beged, for different he's making a kriya lemil mi emes anshe the base. So memela, that is not daima to melachas at the melachas hamishkan. So Taisa says, we find by Haitzah, Rab Shimon alone does not hold that it has to be completely doima to the Melechus HaMishkan. The Leiboy Gabi Mar Lasois Leitas, Eisefet Teire Lahagia, Afal pishe be mishkan hitzos an edava hisa kedei lesakna lasis mimena mishkan vekelim. The Gemara says on the Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, a person takes out a shovel to the Rishus HaRabim. That's the purpose. He wants the shovel in the Rishus HaRabim. So that's called amalocha tzricha legufe. Yechayiv. The hitzos in the mishkan was not when they took out in the Dovis from their Rishus and they brought it to the Machna Leviyeh, it was not only There the Hitzor was, they wanted to be misakin the thing they took out. That means the gold and silver they took out was melted and transformed into the clay HaMishkan. So there was a Hitzor kidei lisakin the thing that we took out. I mean, they took it out for a purpose that with this Hitzor, they're going to change it over. They're going to fix it over. So Bishlaim, if the halacha would be, I'm only chayiv if I take out a shovel. Lasis loitas means that if the edge is not sharp enough, so they used to go and put on another layer of metal over it, and to be mechazik, the edge of the shovel. So memele, that would be dumi dem leches hamishkan. I'm taking it out to be misakin it. Or sefer teira lagia. If I take out a sefer teira to be magia the sefer teira in that mokim. So that is dumi dem leches hamishkan. So here we say, you don't need it. It doesn't have to be exactly like the meleches hamishkan. The meleches hamishkan was that they needed the chayfets in the rishus harav. The purpose of a tzor was to be mishane the chayfets, and here you're taking out the chayfets not to be mishane the chayfets, just to use the chayfets. So here we say you don't have to be so yekish. It doesn't have to be exactly accurately the way it was by the meleches hamishkan. When it comes to kireya, so you say no. Here, there they needed to be kireya, and here need to be kireya. No, you have to see how the kriya was. Over there, the kriya was to be misakin the beged. So you only chayiv if the kriya was kidei lisakin the beged. So man of shech. So say the same thing by Hitzor. There the Hitzor was also kidei lisakin the davo sheitziyu. So where do you draw the line? So Taisva says, this is how you draw the line. Bimekalkalim. If the etzim meloche is a kilkul, kigoin, mechabe, visoiser, vikoireya, mistavre, the tzor sheyal menas lisakein, kemoi bemishkan. So then it's mistaver that you need the tikum that was in the mishkan. Because here you have another problem. Do you have a problem that the etzim, this meloche is a mekalkul? And there's no chiyuv on mekalkul. So what makes it ois mekalkul? The tikkun that will come about through this kilkul. So mistame, there has to be dumye the meleches hamishkan. Because mistame, this tikkun makes it ois mekalkul. Kireya al menas lisakein, so memela, I want to make the beged better, when the first kireya al menas litfer. So for kel, so that makes it the kriya alone is also not a maise kilkul. But we see in the mishkan, when is it not considered a maise kilkul? When the tikkun will come into the dover hakilkul, that means the kilkul is mesavev hatikkun in the dover that the kilkul was done. So here, in Mekalkalim, it's Mestava that has to be accurately Doimelim Leches HaMishkan. Mash v'lechshivya Mekalkalim Tzriches Legufo, ad dahave Legufoi u'legufo. That means, there Chazal held that it has to be L'tzorech the Dovo that the Kilkul was done. It has to be L'shem Tikun HaDovo. That's by Mekalkalim. V'hodo le'kori lo le'gufoye le'gufo, kivin de'bo tabayu b'chla le'gufo, that's called melocha tzricha le'gufo. Avol le'gabi mar v'seifer teirem, kivin de'loi boy elo le'gufoy, there by melecha seitzor, he only needs it for, he needs the shovel and the rishus harab. He doesn't need to take out the shovel le'tzorech tikkun a shovel. So leiboi b'mar lasis boi tas v'seifa teire ele kedei likreis boi leihave b'chlal legufo. So this is not called legufo. Fish and sriches legufo, ave ka'ein vave bemish, lefish and sriches legufo, ave ka'ein vave bemishim kaisha perashti, hutzach lashmeinon, bemaud labina lasis loitas, kamashoye bemishkan. That means that here, lemaise, it is not litzoyrech, here it is not litzoyrech the dovel that they were maitzi. So here the Gemara says, even the Gemon that, and the Tzadik Daldam at Bay says, that hoitzi, if the person took out a shovel, even though there's one to fix the shovel, so even though it's not legufo, it is not exactly the way it was in the Mishkan, here legufo is sufficient. Because if it is not a kilkel, so it is sufficient if it is not completely doime to the way, the oifen that was done in the Mishkan, that there it was legufo also. So bekitzer, this is shitas ha-toisvis, that a meloche, a tzricha legufe, the hagedore is that it has to be dumye to the purpose that the meloche was done in the Mishkan. The Rashi, now Rashi did not say this. The Rashi de pirish, the birtzoinoi lehoisa baloi, he would have preferred that this matzah would have not come, does not need the malacha. She'ena ela lesalka me'ala. The whole purpose is lesalka me'ala. The whole purpose is siluka hezik. K'moi tzad nachash shalayishchena. He does not need the malacha. He needs the byproduct of the malacha. Ay mechabe gecheles shalayazuka bayrame. The birtzaynai shleihaya ba'olam. The chaim beperik b'memadlikim perish kechos al apsila muvheves kvar. If it was very singed, the ain't tzricha leguf. He doesn't need the singeing. He needs again the siluk ahezik that the psila should not be burnt up completely. Mishum the ain't tzorich lekibul ze v'imloi uvaro mi'olam ave nichalei. He would prefer that Bechlala wouldn't have been burning. The Hoyo Vachasale, since he doesn't want it to get burnt, he is Beit Fayabanichale, but that is Shitas Rashi. Is Koshe Misoisa Amanas Livnois Kmei Betchile. Bekaireya, Taisa says it has to be better. Bekaireya Vachamosoi. Lemir Me Emese Ainshe de Beise. The Hosam Tzorich LeMeloche. There he needs the Meloche. He needs the Meloche. He needs in order that people should have respect for him, or they should listen to him, or they should be scared from him. He has to do such a thing. He'll break a crystal vase, he'll break Kalim, he'll be Kareya, then people will have their Cheretz for him. So there he needs it. V'roitzu sheyehei bo'olam. Fakert, it's very good. He found something to tear. So memele, so here l'chayre, the whole svar of Rashi falls off. V'ein loime d'loin nichele sheyitztarch l'mil me'emis. She say, no, he's also not sefriden with the meloche. That means it would be preferable that they should have their cheretz without tearing the beged. So memele, so therefore, it's also called b'rtzoinai leibolai. They shouldn't have to come to such a matzav. He was forced to do this. It's not done b'rtzoinai. Im kein mafis musa lasis lope. So if a person makes an opening and a boil, lasis lope, yehi potter, he also should be potter. The b'rtzoinai hushleihaya musa mi'aylo. He would prefer that there shouldn't be a Musa. The Megini Shleime explains Shitas Rashi as follows. He says, Kol davar shehu oise kedei lesalek davar hamazikoi. There is something that is bothering him. And the purpose that he's doing the malacha is kedei to get rid of the hezek. Umiyad shenistalek hamazik laichpes laimyachze lekadmusay. So then the whole meloche that he had done has no chshivas by him. And if it would remain the way it was before, it would go back the way it was before, it could also be tzefrin. So the whole malache was done only lestalik hezek. And then he doesn't need, and the minute the hezek is nestalik, he doesn't need the malache anymore. So that's called ein tzricha legufa. Rashi in Seifa Eirik says, by Mafis Mulse, that if he made an opening in the boil, that the pus should drain, the pus was paining him. He made an opening that the pus should drain. After the pus drains, ein echoishes im tachzer v'tistay miyad, bein tzorich lepesach. That means he had made a Pesach. Does he need, the malach is afiyas ha-Pesach. Does he need a Pesach? He doesn't need a Pesach. He needs that the pain should stop. The minute the pain stops, he doesn't need the Pesach anymore. So let the Pesach close up. So the whole thing he is doing is l'salei kahezek. The whole thing he is doing is he wants to get rid of the pain. So memele, that is called, he does not need the malache. The malache is the Pesach, he does not need the malache. He's only doing this to be mesalek the hezek. That is not called meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves is that he wants the malache. What if he makes the opening in the musa lasis lo Pesach? That means, after the pus drains, he still wants the Pesach to remain. He wants that air should come in, that it should heal the makeh. So Mamela, that's considered, he wants a Pesach. He wants to make a Pesach. So Mamela, that's called Amalocha Atzricha Legufe. That is not called, he's Mesalik the Mazik, the Ein Kan Mazik. After the pus went out, there's no pain anymore. And he still wants the Pesach. Shadis, he has an intent to make a Pesach. Why? Because it becomes the Srapi through the Pesach. That's called Meleches Machsheves. But if there's something that's bothering him now, in the whole intent is only to get rid of this Mazik, so that's called, he does not want the Meleche. That's the proof of the pudding. That as soon as the Mazik goes away, Segeitem Nishtam, the Meleche that he had created, and for all practical purposes, it can become bottle. So that shows us he does not want the Meleche, he just wants the Silika Hezik. That is not called Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means you want the Meloch. Keireya Bechamosoi. A Tosfos said, Est on Rashi. Lemilmi Emethe. What is the Mazik over there? The Mazik over there is that they're not listening to him. He wants that they should listen to him. After he tears the Beged, they listen to him. So does he want that the beged should remain torn? Fakert, our Tagmas Nefesh said it's torn. Fakert, if it would be able, if the beged would be able to attach itself again, it's ziche b'niche. He doesn't want the tear. The tear was only made l'salek hezek. It wasn't that, like he was forced into it. He was put into a position that in order that they should listen to him, he has to do this. But he doesn't want to do the malach. He doesn't want the malach out malache. He's just doing the pool of the malache kedei l'salei kehezek. That is not called maleches machsheves. Now, that what Tosfos asks, so mamelet not shver birtzayne lehoya mursa mi'olam. That is not the criteria. You have to face facts of life. Now, there is a mursa. But the shaila is, now that there is a mulse, does he need the malacha? Does he need the malacha now, or the whole mechuvan is to be mesalik the hezek? V'chein kireya yiriya shenofel bo darna amenas litfer. Der beritzayne lehoya neifel bo. What happens if a worm made a hole in a beged? And now, in order to sew it up, it shouldn't be noticeable, you have to tear the whole beged, because if you'll sew it up now with the whole beged will pucker. So therefore you have to tear the beged and then sew it up. So Taisvis asks, if the Cheshbin is Berzayne Leboloi, so Zichri would have preferred that there should never be a hole in the Beget. So that the Megillah Shloimeh says, that's not the criteria. But now after there is the hole, now he wants to be Misakin the Beget. Now he wants the tear is the oifen of the Tikkun the Beget. That's how you sew up a Beget now that has a hole in it. You tear it, and then you put the two halves together, then you sew it together. The chain teifer beget korua, berzaynish loye korua, alatzach leforish kide pirashti. So therefore, al kaponim so teisvis hold that together is, you need the tzairech of the mishka. And Rashi learns, you don't need the malache. You only need the silica hezek. That means the malache mitzadatzmai has no chshivis by you. You just need the silica hezek that is afforded through the malache, and as soon as you get that, the malache can become bottle. So that's called you don't need the malache. So that's the Loshna Gemara Mistava is more meduyik according to Rashi. You don't need the malache. Malache shein tzricha leguf. You don't need the malache. You need the silik that comes about through the malache, but the etzem malache you don't need. According to Taisvis says, that's what Taisvis said, you don't need the purpose what the malache was done for in the Mishkan, because that is considered guf ha-malache. Zog the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, Hamaitzi Oichlem Kishir. If a person took out Oichlem Kishir, the Mishnah we hear that it's not Kishir. The Baraisa says he took out Oichlem Kishir. Imbikli, Chayiv ala Oichlem upotar ala Keili. So he's Chayiv on the Oichlem and he's pot on the Keili because the Keili is a tafel to the Oichlem. Vim hoya kli tzorich loy. What if he needed the Kli also? That means he took out the Kli for a double purpose. One purpose is he's taking out 24 eggs. He can't carry 24 eggs. They're gonna break. He can't. So he needs a Kli to hold the 24 eggs. So he needs the Kli in order to enable him to take out the 24 eggs. But Lemaisa, this Kli he needs in the Rishus HaRav Moshe. Chayev af al HaKli. Then he's chayev on the Kli also. That means, so even though this Kli is a tuffle in the Haitzah, but a tuffle is not pshat, it's a poita. It's pshat is, that what is being used as tuffle, I'm not mechuyif for this Haitzah, but I'm taking that for another purpose also. So even though for the first purpose there's no sibes achir, but for the second purpose, this is a Sibes Achiv. I'm taking it out also because I need it there. So, Mamela Chayev Afalakli. So, in fact, the Gemara Shmamino, Samir de Kechidish. So, a person took out two chafetzim. He took out 24 eggs in a keili. So, he took out eggs in a keili. And he's Chayev two chatois. So, he did. And you sawed one melacha of Eitzah, and two chafeitzim, and he's chayiv two chatois, behelem echad. Take the Gemara, shmamina, oichel shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echad chayiv shtayim. A person will eat two zeisim of chaylev in one halome, he'll also be chayiv shtayim. Mlacheiris is nishtazoy. It was all one halama, even though it was two maisim, so memela, one is potter with one kobe. So why is he here chayiv shtayim? And here be'etzim it's better, it's mamish one maisa, there are two achilas, here it's one maisa. The Rashba says, but maybe here it's also, it's two shemis, he took out oichlim, he took out a keli. But al kaponim the Gemara held that it's zichin not better two shemis than two maisim. And since Be'alamecha, the din is one is chayiv one kolm, she also should be chayiv one kolm. And then here it says, you chayiv shtayim. Omar Rav Sheishes, ochi b'mayeskinen kegoin sheshogak al ha'oichlin ve'hizid al ha'keilin. Here we're speaking about he was a shogik and the oichlin was amazing on the keil. Let us see Rashi. Potra lekeli, she tfeila loichel. Vimhoyot zorich lekeli, the stamish by tashmish acher mokem shemetziyisham. He wants to use the keli in the place where he took it out. Chayiv al kol echod ve'echod. So then he's chayiv on each eitzo. Ki ech de mechayiv le itarti. Atarti eitzoz behelamechod. So he made two eitzoz. So the Gemara says it's speaking about Sheshogak al ha'eichlim ve'hizid al ha'keli. He was a shaykik on the eichlim and he was amazed on the keli. Umay chayiv diktoni misa. So he's chayiv misa on the keli. He's talking about chayiv two kobonis. No, he was amazed on the keli and he was a shaykik on the eichlim. He thought you're allowed to take out eichlim on Shabbos. Keli, we knew you're not allowed to take out. But the eichlim, he thought you're allowed to. Maskiv lo ravashi, vo af ala keili ktoni. It says he's chayiv af ala keili. Vo af ktoni, mash mishnei chiyuvim shovim, two similar chiyuvim, according to you, it's two different chiyuvim. Talk about he's amazed on the keili, he's chayiv skila. Shoykig on doichum, he's chayiv achata, so it's not af ala keili, af ay stois, he's chayiv the same chiyuv two times. Elo omar ravashi, ki goin she shogak bozeh u bozeh. It's speaking about Taki, he was a shaykik on the Yoichlam and he was a shaykik on the Keli. V'noidaloi, v'chozal, v'noidaloi, v'plukte de Rav Yoichanan v'Rav Shimon ben Lokish. It's speaking about Bishas, when he took out the Yoichlam that were in the Kelim, he was a shaykik on both. He thought you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. So he's a shaykik. Then, later he found out, you know, you're not allowed to carry Yoichlam. So it's noidaloi. Then later he found out you're not allowed to carry kelim, so it's because of a noydaloi. Ubeplukte the Rabbi Yechonin Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We hear the Rabbi Yechonin holds yediyos mechalkos, yediyos la'acher amaisa. That means even though the avera was done behelam echot, but if he found out about one chet before he found out about the other chet, so it's in yediyos mechalkos. Hey, the lomdus is, we hear that when he found out that he's chayav a korban on it, so it's ke'ilu kvar nischapa. So memele, when he finds out about the second chet, he has to bring a separate kapora. Zogt Rashi, beplukte de Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, diflugi biyedis mechalkis bepere klal godu. So if lugnami Rav Sheshis v'Rabashi yoche, that is the machlokes Rav Sheshis and Rabashi. Rav Sheshis loimuki lohochi. Rav Sheshis did not want to say that both are shoygi kasova the ein yediyos mechalkes. So Mele couldn't say the Ravashi shtikteir, even though the Mishnah would be very meduyik. Af ala kelim, it seems it's a same chiyuv, but he can be chayiv two times, two chatois, because he holds yediyos ein mechalkes. So therefore he had to say so flabdav keda af. He's chayiv. But a different chiyuv. And Rav Ashi saw the Yediyos Mechalkes, he was able to learn the Mishnah Take Bediyuk, that he's Take Chayev to Chatois, because it's a din of Yediyos Mechalkes. Let us see Taisus. Sheshogak al ha'oichlin, ve'hisid al ha'keili. V'chayev al ha'keili, ainus kilo, keperish chash. V'rabbeinu Shmuel, kosheloi lo'ukmi b'raise b'chiyuv skilo. To say that Rav Sheshis wants to say Psham the Bereise that Chayiv means Skile, the Bechol Duchte Eire Bechiv Chatos. Whoever says Chayiv in Shas, by Shabbos, don't spell Otto, the Rashiya Skine, it means Chayiv Chatos. And here, this Bereise should mean Chayiv Skile. So therefore, because of this Kashi, Vihigiya Hagirsa. So he was Magia. Kigoin, Sheshogag ala Kalim, Vihizid ala Oichlin. V'lai hisru boi. V'leka boichlem, loi skile, v'loi chatos. V'ala keili chayiv chatos. He says, the Baraisis says that he's chayiv ala keili. So chayiv means chatos. So we have to say, not that he was amazed on the keili, because amazed on the keili, so it'd be, what's the chayiv? Chayiv means skile. The Shas doesn't speak about chayiv skile. So mele, you have to say, sheshogak ala keili. He was a shaykik on the keli, so he's chayiv a korban on the keli. Because it's not a tuffle anymore. And v'hizid al oichlin. but he's not, again, you're not, the Shas doesn't speak about a chiyuv skila. His, it means, that there was lehisru boy. So it was lehisru boy, some emele. So there's no chiyuv skila. There's a, so what's the chayiv? And the chayiv is a yischayiv achatos on the keli, if it's not a tuffle. So the Gemara asks, va'av ktoni, vaistois yischayiv on the oiklam also. The Ri does not like both pshotim. The Chshehizit be'echod einei chayiv chatos al hasheni sheshogag boy. If he was amazed in once, even though he was a shogig on the other, he's not chayiv akob. V'loi shav midiyosayu. Even shehizit be'echod mehem. One of the tnoyim of a kolben is, you only chayav a kolben if I would have known that this is osa, I wouldn't have done it. So memele, so that shaygik is that type of a shaygik is chayav a kolben. But if he's a shaygik, Itaka was ignorant of the issa. But we know if he would have known about the issa, he still would have done it. So memele, such a person does not bring a kolben because he's not shav midiyosa. He would not do tshuva even if he would known about it. So if it is speaking about that he was amazed on one, so Mamele, why should he bring a kolben chatos on the second one? He's not a shav midiyosa. We see the person shrektach nish von Yisurei Shabbos, kivin shehizit be'echad mehem. The Megillah Shleimer wants to answer on Rashi and the Rashbam. He wants to say it is not muchach, he's loy shav midiyosa. For example, let's say, it's talking about Hamoitzi Oichlem Kishir. He took out Oichlem Kishir. He took out a Keli also. And one he was a Shoigik, and one he was a Mezik. Now, the Shav Midiyosai is, you have to be done, the hate that he had done, let us be Megashim then. The Oichel, let's say he was, let's go with Rashi Pshat, he was a Shoigig on the Oichel, and he was a Mezid on the Keli. It could very well be the Keli was very important to him. He needed the Keli in the Rosh Hashanah, and the Keli was a Mezid. He knew that by taking out the Keli was a Machalo Shabbos, but he needed the Keli. It was a Lerato. The Oichel could be, was not so important to him. The Oichel was. If he would have known you're not allowed to take out Oichlem, he's not a Machalo Shabbos Lachis. I mean, this, and he needs it, so the Nesayim was too great, so this he took out. The Keli he took out. The Oichlem, if he would have known that you're not allowed to take out Oichlem, he wouldn't have taken out Oichlem, he would just taken out the Keli. So Mamela said the Meginish Shleimetain is that from two pulas you cannot make him aloy shav midiyosai. That what you see is amazed on one pula is not muchach, it be amazed on the second pula. It depends on the need. This he needed very much, he's amazed. The oichel could be, it's not so important if he would have known that it's also a kembashtein to zayna from me. Benire. Al Kaponim, the Ri does not like both pshotim. The Nira the Hashti, the Muki behizid bekeili, Ayri hakoyle inyan skila. The whole Baraisa speaking about skila. Vachi perusha the Baraisa. Hamoitzi oichlin kishir. A person took an oichlin kishir. Bekeili. Chayiv skila ala oichlin. Says chayiv skila ala oichlin kigoin sheisro boy ala oichlin. So they were master on the Oichlan to Yishchayv Skila. O Potter ala Keili. Im Hisru by Mishum Keili, because the Keili is a Tafel. Im Hoya Tzorich le Keili. What if he needed the Keili? And they were master him on the Keili. Chayv Skila af im Hisru by Mishum Keili. Then if he needed the Keili, Yishchayv Skila af im Hisru by Mishum Keili. Uporich for af ala keili ktoni mashma de chayiv shtaim, and he's not chayiv to skilas, he's only chayiv, and if there were master on both, so he's chayiv not to skilas, he's chayiv in those two maisim, he's chayiv as lochera one chayiv skila. And chayiv afakev isis is the din of chayiv shtaim, which passed only by kol. ובפלוקתא דרבי יוחנן וריש לקיש. So Tosfos learns a different shot in the Gemara. Peirish, chayev shtei chatois לרבי יוחנן, כשנוידלוי וחוזל ונוידלוי, דידיס מחלקויס. According to Rav Ashi, it's speaking about Bishoigik, and there was a Yediyah first on one, and then there was a Yediyah on the second one. Ure Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds Yediyahs Eino Mechalkois, so he holds Afroshis Mechalkois, or Kaporis Mechalkois. So it'll be speaking about Achash and Iskapa Halechot, Chosav and Noidoloi Halacha. That means that the Gemara is saying Pshat and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi does not have to involve himself in the Mechalkois of Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yechanan holds that two Averis Pela Mechot, and Yediyahs Mechalkois. If I found that about one, that's also brings about to bring two kobonis. According to Reish Lakish, Kaporis Machalkis. So the Gemara is only saying Pshat. The Gemara is only saying Pshat and Rav Ashi's Teretz. If he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, he'll be speaking about the Yediyahs Machalkis. If he holds like Reish Lakish, he'll be Kaporis Machalkis. Uperish Akuntres Einen Nirelari. Nahei, the Lesler Rav Sheishish Yediyahs Machalkis. Mikomokim yamid benoidaloy al ha'echad b'shekvar kiper the kapora l'kulaum mechalkes. If he does not yedis mechalkes, so let's speak about a case that the word kapora is mechalkes. So that's why Tosfos does not like. That's why Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. So the Megillah Shlomo wants to say that the Mishnah told us that in that a person was Maitzi Oichlam that were not the Shir, and he took out a Keli was a Tafel. So the din is, the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, that the Keli becomes a Tafel to the Oichel, even though the Oichel is not the Shir. That's the case of the Mishnah. The Baraisa chapped on that the Oichel is Kishir. So why is the Baraisa telling us that the Oichel is Kishir? Why is the Baraisa telling us that the Oichel is Kishir? If I cared, it would be better to tell us the way the Mishnah tells us. So Lachaira, the Baraisa happened to tell us that the Oichel is Kishir, to tell us a Chiddush that he's Chayiv Tuchiyu. In Tzorech Lekeli, you need Tuchiyu. So Bishloime, according to Rav Ashi, if Rav Ashi holds like Rav Yoichanan, so telling us a chiddush, yechayiv tuchiyuvim, because yediyahs mechalkes. If it wants to tell us kaporis mechalkes, so that's no chiddush. But kaporis mechalkes is a double poshet. So the Baraisa would not have to specify that it's speaking about there was an oichel kishir, in order to, if it's telling us kaporis mechalkes. Therefore, Rashi held that according to Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes had to think up of a different Chiddush. So what is the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes? The Chiddush of Rav Sheshes is that even though he's Chayiv Misa on one, in the Kolben on the other one he was amazed, one was a Shoigig, you don't say Kim Leibu Darab Menei by Kolben is. That is the Chiddush according to Rav Sheshes. He says, according to each one, they were Midbayik in the Baraisa, that the Baraisa better wants to tell us a Chiddush of Chayiv Shtayim. That's where the Baraisa spoke out Hamoitzi Oichlum Kishir to tell us the Chiddush of Chayiv Shtayim. And if it would be, if you hold Yediyahs Mechalkes, you could say that Kuf is the Chiddush, Yediyahs Mechalkes, which is the Chiddush. But if you don't hold Yediyahs Mechalkes, Kaporis Mechalkes is not a Chiddush. So therefore, Rav Sheshes said to tell us a different Chiddush. That the Chiddush is that even though one was B'mezid, the one was B'shegik, you don't say Kim Leib B'derab M'nei.